I thought it would be fun to talk about something together, even though we don't have pictures to look at while we talk. Would you like that? Well then, why don't we talk about building things, all right? Look at your house. Have you ever wondered how it got there? How did it get there? Why, someone built it, of course. Men built your house. After all, a house can't build itself, can it? Every house has a builder, doesn't it? Look at your papa's car. How did it get there? Why, someone had to build that too, didn't they? Men built your papa's car. A car can't build itself, can it? Every car has a builder. Look around you. Look at the grass and the trees and the moon and the animals. Look at people. How did they all get there? Did they just build themselves? Of course not. People and animals and plants and rocks and the sun can't just build themselves, can they? Just like a house can't build itself, and a car can't build itself. Someone had to build them. Of course, people and animals have babies, and plants have seeds that grow into more plants. But how did the first people get here? And how did the people and animals come to be able to have babies? And how did the first plants get here? And how did plants come to be able to have seeds that would grow into more plants? Why, someone had to make them that way, right? And who did that, do you think? People can't do that. Make animals and plants, can they? No, it would have to be someone who could do everything, wouldn't it? Can people do everything? No. But God can, because God is God, and God can do everything. Of course, someone had to make people, but no one made God, did they? God has always been God. God was always there, and God can do everything. So God is the one who made the first people and made them so they could have babies. And God is the one who made the first plants, made them so they could have seeds inside of them to make more plants. Yes, God is the master builder, the best, biggest builder. God built the sky and everything in the sky, the sun and moon and stars, and all the birds and bugs that fly in the sky. And God built the world and everything in the world, the oceans and dry land and plants and animals and people. God built everything. And God built everything so that they would fit together right. For instance, look at our bodies, how they fit together. Our nose is right above our mouth, isn't it? That way, when we eat something, we can smell it, too, at the same time. When something smells good, it is more fun to eat. If the food were spoiled, we would smell something bad and wouldn't eat it. What if God had put our noses on our feet? Why, we couldn't smell our food as we ate it, could we? And God gave us two eyes, didn't He? Did you know that because we have two eyes and not just one eye, we can tell how far away or how close things are? That is called depth perception. Depth means how far away or as close it is, and perception means to see something. Our depth perception lets us know that something is far away or close. If we had just one eye, we wouldn't have depth perception. So God built us with two eyes And we do have depth perception. And because we have two ears, we can tell from what direction a noise is coming. If we just had one ear, it would be very hard to know from what direction a noise came. So God built us with two ears. And where did God put our eyes and ears? On our chests? No, He put them on our heads. And why do you think God did that? Why, because God made our heads to be in our necks. And our necks have lots of bones that can turn, so we can turn our heads easily and see things and hear things. It's much easier to turn our heads to see something than it would be to turn our whole body around if we had eyes on our chests. So God built our heads to be able to turn on our necks, and God put our eyes and ears on our heads, and God put our mouths on our heads so that we could see our food, and so that we could turn our heads and easily talk to people. And since our eyes and ears and mouth are all on our heads, we can turn our heads and talk to people while we look at them. And we can look at them while they talk to us and we listen to them. And God has many more good ways for how He built our bodies, more than we could possibly talk about on this tape. But God made people so that they could think and be able to build things of their own, like houses and cars and streets and clothes and jewelry. God could have built the houses and cars and streets and things like that Himself, but He decided to let people do some building of their own. Wasn't that nice of God? We like to build things, don't we? But God built the things that people use to build things. God made the trees that people cut down and make boards out of to build houses. People can't make trees, can they? But God can. And God made the cotton plant so that people could pick the cotton and make cloth out of it to make clothes. People can't make cotton plants, can they? But God can. And God made the metals, like iron, that people use to make cars out of. People can't make metals, can they? But God can. And God made the gold and silver and pretty real jewels that people use to make pretty jewelry out of. People can't make silver and gold and real jewels, can they? But God can. God can do everything. Now, when you walk into a house, everything is the right size for people, isn't it? The door is tall enough for people to walk through without having to bend way over. The chairs are the right size. If the chairs were too little, we wouldn't fit in them. If they were too big, we'd have to climb and climb to get up on them. The beds are the right size, too. If they were too little, our feet would hang over the end. The stove is the right size for your mama to be able to stand there and reach the burners and cook your dinner. Everything is the right size, isn't it? Why do you think the things in your house are all the right size? Why, because people built them the right size for people to use. Not too big and not too little. They fit just right. But God is the master builder, remember? And He made things the right size, too. See how far away the sun is? Did you know that if the sun were closer, it would be way too hot and everything would burn up? And did you know that if the sun were farther away, it would be way too cold and everything would freeze? But God is the master builder, isn't He? And when God made the sun, He made it just the right distance away from the earth, the world, so that it would be just right for people and plants and animals to live on the world. The sun fits just right because God made it to be just right. And God keeps it just right. Look at the moon. Isn't it pretty? Well, the moon is just right, too. God, the master builder, built it just right. The moon is what makes the tides on the oceans here on Earth. The tides mean that the water on the ocean moves around and keeps just right for the fish to live in. If the moon were farther away, there wouldn't be any tides, and the fish and plants in the ocean would die after a while. But if the moon were closer, then there would be great big tides that would make great big waves that would come way up on the dry land and wash away the cities. But God, the Master Builder, made the moon to be just at the right distance away from the earth so that it would be just right for people and animals and plants to live on it. The moon fits just right because God made it to be just right, and God keeps it just right. And look at ice. Do the ice cubes in your glass of water sink to the bottom of the glass? No, they float up on top of the water. Ice floats on top of water, doesn't it? God built the ice that way, because otherwise the ice on lakes would sink to the bottom of the lake, and when the weather got warm, the heat of the sun couldn't reach the ice, and the bottom of the lake would stay frozen. The next winter, more ice would freeze and sink to the bottom of the lake. After a while, the lake would be gone. It would be all ice, and all of the fish and plants in the lake would die. God built the ice just right, didn't he? And God keeps it just right. Even the air around us God made just right. The air has something called oxygen in it. Our bodies need oxygen. We breathe the oxygen in, and then when we breathe out something called carbon dioxide. But did you know that plants breathe too? They do. But what do you think the plants breathe? Why, they breathe in carbon dioxide, the stuff we breathe out. And when the plants breathe out, they breathe out oxygen, the stuff we breathe in. So God made even the air that people and plants breathe in and out to be just right for each other. And God keeps them just right. Isn't God a wonderful and kind Master Builder? God, the Master Builder, built everything just right. He built the earth, the world, so that it would be just right for people and plants and animals to live on. It all fits just right, and God keeps it just right for us. So, if you look at any machine, whether it be a clock or a car or just any machine, you will see that it will all fit together just right because it was built that way. It has to fit together, otherwise it won't work. And when you look at the machine, you can tell that someone had to build that machine. It couldn't have just happened. A car or refrigerator can't build itself, can it? Things don't build themselves, do they? They need a builder. And the same is true of our world and all the things in it. When you look at how the world is made and all of the things on it, the sun, the moon, the air, the water, plants, animals, people, all of those things, you know that someone had to have built them. They couldn't have just happened, could they? And that someone who built them all is God. And all of these things, the sun, world, air, people, all of them, all fit together just right too. So these things fitting together just right couldn't have happened by themselves either, could they? They needed a master builder, didn't they? And there was one. God is the master builder, and God keeps them all fitting together just right. Isn't he good? But what keeps our machines running? What keeps our car running? Well, we put gasoline into the car, and that makes the car run. What keeps our clocks running? We put batteries in the clocks, and the batteries keep them running. Or we plug them into an electrical outlet, and the electricity keeps them running. Or we wind them up, and something inside of them called a spring keeps them running. Everything needs something to keep it running. But what keeps the world and the sun running? And what keeps people and animals and plants growing? Why, God does. God keeps everything in his world running the way they should be running. God does this by his own power, because God can do everything. The Bible tells us that God made man in the image of God. That means that God made us to be a little bit like God, and that we can do some things in a little way that God does in a big way, like talk and think and build things. But of course, we can't do nearly so much as God, can we? We aren't God. Only God is God. But God made man so that man could build things just right, too. Of course, people aren't just like God. Only God is God. God made people. But no one made God himself, did they? God has always been there and will always be there. He is God, and no one else is like him. God can do anything and everything. People can't do everything, can they? Though God has made people where they can do lots of things. We use God as an example, though of course we can't do everything just like God does. We can only do some things. But God can do everything because he is God, and only God is God. So, people build things, and the things are just right. But things get broken, don't they? Sometimes something in a house breaks, or our car gets broken, or our clothes tear, or our toys break. And then usually people can fix them, can't they? If our car breaks, we take it to a car repairman, and he fixes it. To repair something means to fix something. Or if our window breaks, we get a window repairman, and he fixes it. Or if our roof wears out, we get a roof repairman, and he fixes it. Well, when God built the sky and the world and plants and animals and people, God made them all just right, too. But things aren't always just right now, are they? Do you know why that is? It's because of sin. When the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, sinned way back in the Garden of Eden, that sort of broke things. Sin made it so that people and animals and plants would wear out and die. Sin made it so that people couldn't live with God forever. Sin made it that we would get sick. Sin made it so that weeds will grow instead of food plants sometimes, and bad bugs will eat food plants. Sin made it so that some animals will catch and eat other animals. Sin made it so that big storms might come and break things. Sin made many bad things be in the world. But just as God is the master builder, God is also the master repairman. Remember, to repair something means to fix it, to make it right again. And God is the master repairman, or we might say master rebuilder. Remember, God has a plan, and God has already partly repaired the bad things sin causes now by making a way for us to be able to live with God after we die. That is the best repair of all. How did God do that? Why, God the Father sent his Son Jesus, who is also God, to come to earth and die here for us and take our sins away. And then Jesus was alive again. And now Jesus is still alive and is back in heaven with God the Father. Jesus will always be alive with God the Father in heaven. And if we are sorry for our sins and trust in Jesus to take away our sins, he will do that. And then someday, we will be able to go to heaven and be with God forever. So God, the master repairman, fixed that part. And someday, God, the master repairman, will fix the rest of the things that have gone wrong too. But we will have to wait until the right time for that, the time that God has decided on in his plan. God has plans for everything, and his plans happen at just the right time when he wants them to happen. So we can see that everything that is built has a master builder, hasn't it? Things can't just build themselves. Of course, God was there forever, so God was never built, but everything else was built. People have built some things because God made people so that they would know how to be builders and to build some things. But God built everything in the sky and the world and all the things that people use to build things, and God keeps them running. So every time you see a house or machine, remember that people are little builders. And when you see a tree or a flower or eat an apple or a carrot, remember that God, the master builder, built those. And then remember that God, the master builder, built everything. And every time you build something, remember that God built you to be a builder too. God is the master builder, but we can be builders too, building with the things that God made, because God made us that way. And when you see a broken house or machine, remember that God is also the master repairman, the master rebuilder. God has a plan, and God will someday make everything all repaired, all fixed, so that it never breaks again. You see, someday Jesus is coming back to earth again, and then he will rebuild everything so that nothing is broken anymore. He's going to fix people so that they don't sin anymore. He will also fix it so that we don't get sick or unhappy anymore. Jesus is going to fix the ground so all those bad weeds don't grow up in with the food, and that bad bugs won't eat the food. He will fix the animals so that they don't try to kill and eat other animals. And the people who trusted in Jesus and asked him to forgive their sins will then live in a perfect world with him forever and ever. Won't that be wonderful? I hope you will be there with Jesus then. I'm going to be there with Jesus because I trust him and have asked him to take away my sins, to take my punishment for them. And just like he promised, he did that for me. God loves us so much and is so good, isn't he?